Francois.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois on this beautiful Sunday out there, October 1st. Today is October 1st. I don't know if I should woo-hoo or go, what the heck? I am Francois Rhodes, your host. Joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. So Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah, I went to Costco, and there are both Halloween and Christmas decorations next to each other.
Yeah, well, Christmas has been up since September, August.
Has it?
August. I don't know. I took a picture of it, and I said, really?
Oh, you know what? I do remember that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking, already? Come on. I guess they, but yet there's Christmas stores open all year round, so anyway. We have a box of donuts today for all our guests. They're provided by Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in the Albertsons Shopping Center right there. So when you go on in there, say that you heard about Swiss Donuts. There's a lot of them in the Valley, but that's the only one I go to. And thank them for the great donuts that we all get here. And I bring them on Saturday as well, Saturday and Sunday here at the radio station. Today's show is presented by the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa in Borrego Springs. It just so happens that we have Linda Haddock from Borrego Springs calling us in the second hour of the show to talk about Borrego Days coming up, which has so many new things going on. It's going to be more fun than it's been the last 52 years. So lots of stuff going on there. Here's something I've been thinking about. Oh, first of all, Monty Hall died. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Yeah, he passed away. I think it said 96 or 97 that he passed away. Let's make a deal. Not that I really ever watched it. I'm not a TV watcher during the day, but sometimes you couldn't miss it at night or whenever. Right. They would show it all the time. And it was kind of a crazy show with the people dressing up and all that sort of stuff.
And they tried, that's the one that they rebooted too, didn't they?
Yeah, right. Okay. Let's make a deal where the people come down and they're usually dressed up and
all kinds of stuff.
Crazy stuff.
There's
yeah.
no method to the madness.
I know. I think it's just all about getting attention to see whose eye. But
probably.
Then they draw the stuff out of. They draw
yeah,
their
but
names.
They probably, they're still probably looking out for some of them.
Right. Somebody crazy. But Gina Edwards, one of our listeners, she sent me an email this morning and said that in 1972, she was on Let's Make a Deal and she won some money.
That's awesome.
But she didn't tell me what kind of costume she was in. I should have asked.
Or
I didn't have time.
You should find the video.
The video. Oh, gosh.
There you go.
The video. Then we could put it on YouTube.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, rest in peace, Monty Hall. I know he was big here in the Coachella Valley, lived in Cathedral City, and did a lot of giving back, lots of giving back. Let's see. Yesterday I was on KSQ, and we took a look at the Kona Kai. I'll talk more about the Kona Kai in the second hour of the show. However, that contest is up for a two-night stay plus dinner at the Kona Kai and Shelter Islands in San Diego. So it's wonderful. So the registration is now open for that contest. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So go to the website and look at the contest page. We are presented, I said today, by the Borrego Springs Resort Golf Club and Spa. Last night, here's something I've been thinking about this. Last night, the internet went out. We have Spectrum.
Right.
Right. So the internet, television,
everything.
Yeah, except my phone's Verizon, so it wouldn't have been a phone. But the internet and TV, it went out, which is, it happens.
Right.
It happens. But I started thinking, after about 2 hours, shouldn't we all get a rebate?
Yeah.
We get some sort
something.
Of credit for the service that we pay for being out?
Mm-hmm. How long was it out for?
A couple hours.
Yeah.
I think
so.
I'm going to call them on Monday. I think everyone out there, if your internet
should
went out,
call. Yeah,
we should call and say, what do we get for not having service for a couple hours?
Yeah, because they charge a decent amount, so.
Yeah, and how many times has it been out for a day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't hear them. They just give you they did give me a courtesy call. When I called in to find out what was going on, I got the message saying there was a power outage in your area. If you'd like a call back, please. Did I have to leave my number?
Oh, you leave a number and they'll call you back
something.
Later?
Something. Well, they did call me back an hour after the service was back up. So,
but was it an automated call?
It was automated,
was it?
Yeah. But at least they did it. So
right.
I thought, okay, they did that. But I'm thinking we should all mount a charge here. And when our internet goes out, we need to call the company and say we want some sort of credit
something.
For that.
You know what I mean? It could be anything.
Like
the easiest way for them to deal with it would just be to send everybody, hey, power went out. You know, here's a free on-demand movie. It's nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But something.
Yeah, something. Instead of us just paying for, I don't know why none of us ever think of this, but anyway, I just thought of it now, and I'm sticking to it. So we'll see. We will see. This morning, I went to get the donuts, and there was a bike race on Portola and kind of looped around Monterey and back up Portola. I don't know where it started on.
I totally forgot about that.
Or that was on El Paseo. Did it start on El Paseo?
I don't know. Is that's the one you were warning me, though, about
last
week?
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. That's funny because I totally forgot about it, and I was running behind. It would have really put a kink in my morning.
All the bicyclists were through by.
No, yeah. I don't think I saw one bicyclist.
No. And all the cones and stuff were down. But when I was leaving where I live, there were still a few stragglers coming through, and there was a police officer on the corner of Hovely and Portola. When I was getting, and he was out of his car, kind of because all the lights were red, blinking red, and he would wave people through. And the guy actually had a smile on his face. And I thought, that's really nice because, you know, most policemen are pretty stern looking. So on the way back, I brought him a donut.
All right.
And I pulled up and I opened the window and he kind of looks at me and I waved him over and he came right over and I said, here, I brought you a donut. And he started laughing. He said, thank you so much. Yeah. We should do that more often.
There you go.
Because he was smiling. I thought, you know what? He's not grumbling because he's there waving cars to a stoplight.
Some of them look like they want to be anywhere but there.
Yeah, I know. They just kind of have that stern look, but he didn't. So That was my good deed for the day, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, but I enjoyed doing it, and he put another smile on his face. And I'm sure when somebody pulls up and rolls down their window, he's pretty certain that they're going to be yelling at him about something. Yeah. So, all right. Traffic alert update. Rancho Mirage Pavement Rehabilitation Project is going to go on through this whole week, actually, from October 2nd through the 5th. And it's happening on the southbound lanes from Bob Hope Drive to Desert Drive and northbound lanes from Parkview Drive to Barbara Drive, which in my mind, I'm not even sure where the heck that is. But for those of you who know those names, I know Bob Hope Drive, but Desert Drive, is that on the other side of 111? I'm not sure. But anyway, that is going to be happening. They're going to have it down to one lane, probably on each side. There's going to be traffic delays, so be careful. Monterey, I noticed, is all cleared up now. There's no more paving, at least down by Sam's Club and Walmart and that whole area. That's all done. In fact, it looked like I drove up Monterey the other day. No, it's all done.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I was over there yesterday, and I don't think I
saw anything. So that's good. We get that one out of the way.
It's funny because you get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to going around it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you think it has to be done by now. I haven't been up that street for a month. And then you go and then it's all cleared up. Today we do have one more set of Desert Oasis music passes. It's 2-day general passes plus parking. This is a $350 value. You cannot have one on the show in the last 30 days. The tickets will be at Will Call in Your Name, but just know Sean's going to ask you for your email address, telephone and email address, and I have to give that to them so they can email you the directions on how to get in for your free parking.
Yeah, it'll be because it's coming up quick.
Yeah, so he will be asking you for that. I just wanted to give you a heads up, but we'll give that away probably in the second hour of the show, I'm thinking, so everybody has a chance to know that that is going on. Now, if you're a resident of Indio, they are offering Indio residents 50% off 250 tickets that go on sale Tuesday the 3rd. And the time is noon. The sale is limited. It's going to be at the Date Shed Box office. Oh, Date Shed Box office on Monroe Street in Indio. It's limited to 2 tickets per Indio residence. You have to have a valid ID with the City of Indio on it. And again, that is 250 tickets at 50% off. Just so you know, and that happens on Tuesday the 3rd, and I'll put this on the Traveling with Francois Facebook page so you will know. Also in the news, say it isn't so, but I guess so. It is October, and fall is here. The annual snow guessing contest begins today. Today marks the start of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway Snow Guessing Contest. This annual event continues until the first measurable inch of snow falls at the tram, elevation 8,516 feet. The first 10 entries will receive, with a correct date of snowfall, will win 4 tram passes for a special and a special tram gift memento. So again, the Snow Guessing Contest is now open. I will put the address on Traveling with Francois, so you know where to send it. But it looks like here, contest rules, you can visit the website at pstramway.com/special-events. So guess what the snowfall will be. I think we're going to have a lot of cool weather this winter.
I think so.
I don't know why.
I think it'll be nice because it's already cooling down. That's why.
Yeah. Even though last night I thought it was a little warm.
Last night and the night before. It's been kind of warm the last couple nights.
And it's where the house is borderline between does the air come on or it doesn't come on.
I did turn on. I kept it off for a long time though.
Yeah.
But it did go on intermittently yesterday and day before probably.
I had the window open and it was getting warm. There was more warm air coming outside than
I tried to do that too.
I know. So I ended up closing the window and then the air kicked in. So, but yeah, it was odd. The last couple of nights have been strange, but. And our Quartzite bus trip will be up this week. I will have that out there so you know. And I'll be out at the Salton Sea State Recreation Area to film their new visitor center video that I'm producing with cameraman Steve.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Your credits are getting long.
I know. It all goes back to traveling with Francois, though. All right. Joining us today is Tracy Powers. He's from Angel View Marts. We're going to talk about their upcoming luncheon, the Angel View Marts, why it's so important that we support them, and also the car show. Lots of stuff going on, and how many of the marts there are now all over. Soon they're going to be all over the United States, I think. And also Linda Haddock, the executive director of the Borrego Springs Chamber of Commerce, will be joining us in the second hour. And then it'll just be Sean and I for the rest of the show. What do you think of that?
I think it's fine.
Okay. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have some weekly announcements and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. I am Francois Rhodes, your host. Right now is the Get a Life Weekly Announcements brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for Coffee Lovers and Gallery 500. They're located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Give them a call today or go on their website, the500ps.com, and you'll see the Lights for a Cause, the building. The 500 building lights up in different colors depending on what cause is happening out there. Now, here's something that is very somber, but I wanted to make sure everyone knew about it. Next Sunday will mark the one-year anniversary of the shooting of the two Palm Springs police officers that were responding to a domestic disturbance, which that guy is now trying to get off on being mentally insane, or
yeah,
I don't know.
I saw that.
And can you believe that? Anyway.
I can't believe it's already been a year.
I know. Okay, yeah. Well, they have a couple events going on. The morning of the anniversary will recognize officers Leslie Zarebny and Jose Gil Vega. They're going to dedicate a portion of Highway 111 in Palm Springs in their memory, and that will take place at the Palm Springs Visitor Center on North Palm Canyon Drive. That's at 8:30. And then at 10 a.m., they will put their names on the memorial for fallen police officers outside the Palm Springs Police Department, and that will be at 10 a.m. So, yeah, it's just so tragic. In other news, the BNP Paribas Open tickets are now on sale. Just so you know, if you want to get your tickets early, just go to bnpparibasopen.com, and they have tickets for everything you can imagine. They are all on sale, so get your tickets now because that's probably that event is growing. And what, over 400,000 people last year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting big. I just like that it's getting bigger, yet it doesn't seem to cause more problems.
No. And you can
I think every year they got it down a little bit better. And that's awesome because you do not always see that.
No, because when you go, the grounds is so huge.
Right.
You don't feel like there's 100,000+ people at that one time you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really odd. And they have the big, they really made it fan friendly, the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, with all the TV screens everywhere. Yeah. I mean, you can go over there and not even be in a stadium and see the action
up
front. And you can yell and scream just like everybody else. All right. The Living Desert Zoo and Gardens will return to their regular hours and reopen its hiking trails and carousel beginning today. The zoo will be open daily from 9 a.m., 7 a.m. for members, to 5 p.m. with a last admission at 4 p.m. So that is at the Living Desert. And if you're an artist and you want to get paid to paint a couple traffic signal cabinets, Palm Desert is looking for an artist to do this. You have to get your submission in. The deadline is October 6th, and you can call the City of Palm Desert at 760-837-1664. This information is on the Traveling with Francois website, and these are two traffic signal cabinets, and I think you will receive $1,500 to paint each set of two cabinets, so not bad. And get your work out there, and that would be fun.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
I think it'd be so cool.
Yeah, I mean, if I was an artist, I would do it just for fun.
Yeah,
because you know
I like that stuff. I like the statues and the various painted things on the side of the road.
Yeah,
I just like it.
And how many people do you think will stop and ask you what you're doing when you're painting?
Oh yeah,
tons of people.
I
want to
know how many people
you.
Are going to call the cops.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Is it graffiti? Yeah. Hopefully, like a little bit better than graffiti. All right. Expert Repairs by Joseph. Joseph is going to be joining us next Saturday on the show. Sunday. Not Saturday on the golf show. How about Sunday on Traveling with Francois? We're going to talk about his recent travels. I think it was Thailand. I'm pretty sure. And his history behind watch repairs and fixing watches and all that sort of stuff. In fact, I've already had a couple listeners go over there and buy watches. They went in to get batteries changed and ended up buying a watch.
There you go.
Yeah, so we'll have Joseph in. Volkswagen is having its model year-end sale. Indian Ridge Country Club, we're going to have their new chef, Chef Mitchell. He'll be joining us in, 2 weeks. Thai Smile, they are going to stay on their lunch. They're going to stay on their seasonal. They're going to stay the same way hours all year long. They're going to close between 2:30 and 4:30 every day, and they'll be open for lunch and dinner, just so you know. Renova Solar, he's doing so much great stuff out there. Vince with Renova. I mean, they just keep keeping us always informed on what's happening in the world of solar. They do such a great job with that, and there's still a lot of deals out there, a lot of ways to get solar. And as the weather warms up, which is going to happen, it's doing it, climate change, it's going to get warmer every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I do think it's going to be to a point where housing tracks, the solar is just automatically on the homes.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think. I mean,
don't even choose.
Yeah. It wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't make any sense to not add it on the new homes.
Yeah. I mean, it'll just be part of.
I don't even think it should just be the tracks. I think just pretty much in general, when you build a new home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it's going. You should keep up with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think. And for those people, I think when you buy a home and it's sort of kind of buried in the whole price of it,
right?
You don't feel it,
yeah,
like you would if you just put
anywhere
it on.
Near. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Oh, I have a few minutes. I think I'll start this because I know Tracy and I, we love to chat. So we'll probably chat a little bit longer. And remember, later on the show, I have those two tickets for the Desert Oasis Music Festival. That is October 7th. An eighth at the Empire Polo Grounds, and it's a $350 value. We'll be giving those away in the next hour of the show. So just make sure that you can go before you try and win these tickets, please. I'd really appreciate it. Time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. Tell you hear them about them on Traveling with Francois, and you'll get 10% off your dry cleaning. And they're located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center. Jeannie is the owner, and she's always there. We love Jeannie. All right, here's a friendly reminder for Spa City Art Salon event coming up October. That's today. Oh, this is happening today. The Art Salon to unite the high and low desert artists midway in California's Spa City Desert Hot Springs. This is happening at Desert Cove from 2 to 3:30 p.m. It's 1.5 hours of fun, friendship, and community. It's free, so you can go on over there, 2 to 3:30 p.m. at Desert Cove on Mountain View Road in Desert Hot Springs. So that is happening today. Now, talking about artists getting back in the news, there's free guided art tours of the sculptures on El Paseo. There's one next Saturday at 9 a.m., you're invited to join up and walk around and look at all these things. You're going to meet the guide at the northwest corner of El Paseo and Portola Avenue. So you just show up there at the corner of El Paseo and Portola Avenue, and the tour guide will be there waiting for you. And that will be at 9 a.m., and then you will walk around and find out about all the artworks here. So that'll be fun. You're probably going to walk up El Paseo, where they have all the different ones in the middle of the median there. So I will put this information on the website. So if you want more, you can give them a call. Braille Institute, they have their fall seminar going on right now. They have a lot of classes. They have one on October 13th, 20th, 27th. They have a couple in November, a couple in December. All their classes are free. All the help that they give over there is free. So give them a call at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage. That is 800-272-4553. Or go to the website. The information is right there on the website. Yeah, is that Tracy in there sneezing? What's going on? Is he having an allergy attack, I think, here?
Probably.
Well, with all the scalping.
Yeah.
Ugh. And they don't even do it like they used to. Remember when they would cut till it was dirt?
Oh, yeah. It would go all the way down.
Just horrible. Now they say they only cut it once or twice, which mm-hmm. is still bad enough. And then they put the seed down. Because they found out that it was unhealthy for us to breathe all that stuff.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah. And what really bothers me is the guys out there working at it. Sometimes I'll see some of them not wearing masks uh-huh. or scarves, and I think, oh, what is wrong? The boss should make them wear a little mask. Yeah.
Something.
Okay. Here's something else happening. If you're looking for a new financial company because you're just not really happy with the one that you have, how about Ponder Financial Firm? They're opening a new office on El Paseo. They have another one out in Ontario. They're having a meet and greet, book signing, ribbon cutting, all sorts of things on October 14th, that Saturday, October 14th, on El Paseo. Their information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. You can go to their website, which is ponderfinancialfirm.com. They are going to have, let's see, he's going to have a radio show, too, on what station? On ABC. I'm not sure if it's a podcast show or I'm not sure, but he just came out to Craig Ponder, who is the author, Dr. Craig Ponder. He's the author. He has a book coming out as well. I mean, he has a lot of things going on with Ponder Financials. So that is happening on October 14th, and the first 42 people that RSVP will receive a free copy, autographed copy, of the book Retirement Income and Owner's Manual. And that information is on the Traveling with Francoise website. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, Tracy Powers joins us. We're going to talk about Angel View, what's going on there, and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us today. Joining us in studio on his one and probably only day off during the week is Tracy Powers, the general manager of all the Angel View Marts across the United States. Oh, is that too many?
Well.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
You're getting there. I know you're getting there. And this is the guy, folks, you know I say this for the last 14 years, that you came to the Valley to retire.
Yes, I am going to retire.
You are? Yeah. Do you have a date?
In June.
Of what year?
That's to be announced.
And be announced. You love to work. You love what you're doing. And you've done a phenomenal job with the Angel View Marts. If they used to be called Angel View Thrift Marts. I don't even know what they were before that, if that was the name before.
Well, I think that's been the traditional name.
Yeah.
We tend to refer to ourselves as resale stores and mm-hmm. donation centers because so many of the stores are in sort of higher end areas. Uh-huh. And if you haven't been in one, if you go in, you'll think maybe you're not in a traditional thrift store.
No. Oh, you're not, because you go into an Angel View Mart, and that's why you've slowly you changed the name over as time went on, because you drive up to an Angel View Mart. And in the parking lot, you don't be surprised to see Mercedes, Porsches, Bentleys, and just because people, they love to donate, first of all, but they love to shop and see what you have.
Well, it's a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody loves a bargain. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're comfortable shopping, it doesn't make any difference how much money you have.
Yep.
It's just fun.
Well, and it is, too. It's always incredible to walk through and find so many items, especially clothing, that have the tags on them that have never been worn. They're brand new, never been worn.
Well, in fact, let me just give you a number. You know, ours is a bit of a strange business. Dependent on donations, almost mm-hmm. Except for mattresses, which we buy to resell.
Okay.
Everything is donated. Mm-hmm. Last year, 3.2 million pieces sold.
Wow.
3.2 million.
Holy smoke. And that is...
And that doesn't count the tail end bulk salvage, because it's an interesting business where not everything is loved. Mm-hmm. So we end up with things that go to our clearance centers, and you can go to shopping for the clearance center. I think the average price in the clearance center is $1.86 right now or something.
And we're going to talk about that clearance center because, like I said, I have a group of people that want to go. I'm just trying to get them all together. Because for some reason, I'm not sure why they all want to go in a group. I don't know. Me? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, but to me, that seems some place you'd kind of want to go on your own so you could spend as much time as you want and not worry about the other people in your group. Maybe they just wanted to share stuff with it. But anyway, the Angel View Marts, Tracy, you said there's how many total?
21, including the two clearance centers.
The two clearance centers. And the funds, the monies that the Marts raise, what does that do? Where does that go?
Okay, so we have three primary programs. The traditional program is we are in the business of providing residential and therapeutic services to people who are severely disabled, adults and children. Mm-hmm. And so we operate 19 six-bed group homes spread throughout the desert. Our current capacity is 114, and last week I think we had 112 people living with us. And then we have an adult daycare program, again, for adults who are disabled. Mm-hmm. And their families need something for them to do during the day while the families work or, you know, do whatever they have to do. And then we have our outreach program, which specifically targets disabled children living at home with their families who have a tough time maybe accessing services, don't know what services are available to them. That covers a whole range of things that we can provide either directly or indirectly. For example, we sponsor this year, I think it's 75 kids with disabilities will play soccer with the La Quinta AYSO to Angel View sponsorships. So it covers a whole gambit of things that kids who are disabled, whether it's cerebral palsy or autism or whatever the case might be, that they might not have those opportunities unless somebody intervenes on their behalf.
And sometimes it's hard for the parents to take that first step to even, I know, and I won't say who it is, a family in particular, that their one child has cerebral palsy. And I can see now as the child is growing, it's becoming very difficult for the parents. So I told them about Angel View, and they did not know. They said, well, we didn't realize that's what they do. And I said, you have to call them because I could see them being overwhelmed. I think if you know someone that has a disabled child or family member or an adult, you prod them a little bit to call Angel View because you can't do it all on your own.
You know, and where the kids are concerned, we're in touch with the school districts, with the religious institutions around the valley and that sort of thing, because it's hard to find services, especially, you know, we have a lot of clients who are Spanish-speaking. Mm-hmm. We provide lots of services in the East Valley to families who are involved with the farming efforts in the East Valley and that sort of thing. And, you know, the closest children's hospital is Loma Linda. Yep. They can't even get their kids to an appointment at the doctor in Loma Linda. So we help with those kinds of things.
So, and when Angel View first started, folks, it was basically the member, the clients coming to you. Now you have programs where you can also go to the clients.
Well,
so
you, do a you know, bit originally it started in 1954. Mm-hmm. It makes it just slightly younger than me.
Yeah.
In 1954, it started with a family who realize the benefits of therapeutic hot mineral baths for their child who had polio. Mm-hmm. And so we really started out serving in the 1950s, and polio was a big problem in the 1950s before the vaccines. And so it started out as a provider of services to kids with polio. Polio has basically been wiped out in the United States, thanks in large part to the Rotary Clubs and their vaccination program. So we've moved on to cerebral palsy and spina bifida and developmental intellectual disabilities and all sorts of things that we didn't originally serve.
Right. You do such a phenomenal job here in the Coachella Valley, and now you're reaching out beyond. And in order to sort of offset, of course, the Angel View Mart certainly is a huge financial contribution to taking care of all these financing, really, the homes and the outreach programs and everything. But you still also have fundraisers as well. And I know Angel View always tries to make them fun because you have the special prom for your clients once a year that's so amazing. It just really is. They get out there, they're all dressed up. You have so many great programs for your clients. So the events that you have coming up to raise funds, I know I've been talking about this for several weeks now, is the car show that you have over at on October 21st at DoubleTree Resort Desert Princess. We were talking about that, but something that I talk about every year as well that you should not miss, it's the luncheon, because that is really a fun luncheon. Now, you've already put out the Save the Date card.
So the this year's fashion show and luncheon is at the Ironwood Country
Ironwood,
Club.
Yes, I
we,
know.
We have the clubhouse available to us, including the patio where our outdoor boutique is going to be located. We always have lots of things from the stores available for purchase. That opens at 10 o'clock. And then the luncheon and the show is at noon. And the boutique stays open till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you come out early, you buy your ticket.
Yep.
You'll have access to the grounds. You'll get lunch. You'll get the fashion show. And you get to go shopping. Tickets are $125.
Yeah.
And so much fun. Every event is themed. In this case, we're celebrating the Lunar New Year with a lantern festival. I think you might want to practice your chopstick. I'm not sure exactly the menu is going to be.
Yeah, I see some different writing here.
But you might want to practice your chopsticks technique.
And what, of course, your boutique that's open before, it's packed with people, everybody, because you have beautiful, you have men's clothes, women's clothes, jewelry, purses, shoes, you name it, it's all there. And it's so everybody goes shopping. I like the fact that you opened it up. If they can't make the luncheon, you've opened the shopping, the boutique up for folks to go shopping. If they can't, don't have time to stay for the luncheon, but they can come when the doors open at 10 and go shopping.
Yes. You'll have to have a ticket.
Right.
But you can, if you can't stay for lunch, come shopping anyway. You can mingle with 200 of your closest wealthy and influential friends.
Who are all there. Trust me, they are all there. How many years have you been having this luncheon?
Well, I've been around for 15 years, and it predates me by years.
Yeah, it used to be at Melvin's.
Was around, we used to have it. Started out at Melvin's. And we've moved. We were at Cristo for a while, and now we need it actually to expand.
Oh, okay.
So the Ironwood Country Club, we have connection there, and the room is larger so we can accommodate more people because we sell out.
You do. It's every year, and it's really a lot of fun. People decorate the tables. You have
dressed the theme.
It's really, really fun. I got to be a model one year. I had a ton of fun doing that. So
we hope you're reserving time to be there. It's January 25th. It's a Thursday.
Okay.
You can't have more fun.
I know it is
on a Thursday afternoon in this town.
Definitely. So. Well, I'll be there. Maybe I get to model again. That would be fun. All right, let's talk about also the clearance center. Everybody wants to hear about your clearance center. It's crazy fun. Well, you're telling me you have 100 parking spots or 80-something, and they're full all the time. Tell us about the clearance center.
So one of the phenomenons of being in the thrift store business is that people give us stuff. Mm-hmm. We have lots and lots of donors. Literally tens of thousands of people give us something every year. To put out in our stores, all 19 regular stores. We put the things out in the stores, but some of it doesn't sell. Well, what are we going to do? We don't want to throw it in the trash. So we have two clearance centers, one in Hemet and the new one on Dillon Road in Desert Hot Springs. Mm-hmm. And other than the new facilities in Desert Hot Springs for agriculture.
Oh, okay, yes.
we're probably the greatest thing to hit Desert Hot Springs for a while.
All right.
So we have a 26,000 square foot building now that we built on Dillon Road between Indian and Little Morongo, where all our trucks are parked, and we have a huge clearance center where all the stuff that's left over from the stores just gets tossed out on tables. And you are correct. I had a week ago Wednesday, I got to work late because I had to stop and do some housekeeping somewhere. I couldn't find a place to park.
You said, wait a minute, I have to go
and
to work.
And I don't have a reserved spot. You know, I give my spot to a customer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is wild
so
in there.
I love the fact, too, that you are constantly, I'm just going to use the word churning in general, just because you want to keep all the stores fresh. You want to keep the items fresh in all the stores. So when you see that something's not moving for what, whoever knows the reason why, what is the average price at the clearance store of items?
Let me just tell you about churning goods.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you about pricing. So the average price of a piece of merchandise in the stores is around $5. It might be $2 for a t-shirt, or it might be $50 for a sofa or something. But the average price is around $5.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's nothing in the stores that is older than 5 weeks.
Really?
So after a month, if it's still there, we mark it down to half price. But after 5 weeks, we have to go somewhere, because you are correct that you have to have room for the new stuff coming in.
Yeah.
So we pack up anything that's left over after 5 weeks and we send it to the clearance center, where right now the average price is about $1.86. I just looked at this last week. I was doing some of my own sort of research and projections and stuff. $1.86. But here's the kicker. There's nothing in the clearance center that's older than 1 day.
Holy smoke. Do we need to bring our own bag?
No, we give you a cardboard box.
Okay, good. I'm going to need it. Well, Tracy, you're doing such a phenomenal job. I thank you so much for coming on over and spending some time with us. Give us the address of the clearance center. The luncheon I'll be promoting all the way up until it happens, along with the car show. But tell us once again, where's this gigantic clearance center, 26,000 square feet?
Okay, you can't miss it. It's 64669. Dillon Road.
Dillon
it's on
Road.
The south side of Dillon Road.
Okay.
So you can get off the freeway either at Palm or Indian Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
We're between Palm and Indian Canyon.
Okay.
64669, kind of to the west end there. And you can't miss it. It's the most beautiful thing on Dillon.
All right. I'll be over there. Thanks so much.
Thanks, you.
You're not working today, are you?
No, kind of. I'm just ferrying Shailene around to her car wash and other things that
she's doing
for the high school.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. And also, the Angel View website's already up on Traveling with Francois, so you can just click on there for more information. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. So, Sean, maybe we should just get a busload of people together to go to the clearance store.
I think that'd be cool.
You know what?
And that would help with the parking, too.
That's true. That is true. Isn't that incredible? 26,000 square feet?
I think the bus idea, I think that's a keeper.
And did you hear what he said? Sofa, $50. Clothing items, $1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoes, 50 cents.
I think you have enough people that would like to go.
So do I, because I think it would be, it's not that far, but it still would be kind of fun. I don't know. We can make a fun little something out of it. I'm not sure. Maybe we could do a lunch or I don't know. I have to think about it. But it sounds like a lot of fun, and they do such a good job at all their Angel View March. So if you've never been, go. I donate all the time. That's where I take everything. I don't even ask for a receipt. I just go and give it to them. But you can get receipts. They'll give you receipts for your taxes. And then, of course, it's hard. If you've ever been in one, it's hard not to want to go just wander around every time you're near one, because you never know. I was surprised when he said that the items, what he's... Stay 5 weeks, I think he said, in the March, and then they rotated out.
Yeah, that's not long at all.
No, and then in the clearance center, he said they're there for a day. It's amazing. That's something. All right, so Angel View, help them out. They do such a tremendous job here in the Coachella Valley. And their luncheon is on January 25th. They haven't even started selling tickets yet, but I'm going to make sure I put the information on Traveling with Francois for the luncheon. And then I'm going to be giving away a set of tickets for two. That will be a contest on the website, just so you know. So I'll get that posted and up there, and you can start signing up for your tickets and go. It really is a lot of fun. All right, Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. Yes, they are over on Gunter Street. And remember, when you use Desert Arc Attire for silk screening, embroidering, or all those things for your school uniforms, baseball caps, tournament logos, and all that, you are employing Desert Arc clients. 760-343-7333. All right, what's happening that you have to pay for? Well, the Children's Discovery Museum, they have a new exhibit now that started. It's Once Upon a Time. It's designed for children 3 to 10 years old. The seven fairy tales displayed include Anasia? Do you know? Anasi?
Anastasia?
No, that's not it.
It's and the only one I know.
And the Talking Melon? Okay. A series of African folk tales along with mischievous spider named... Oh, that's the spider's name. Anasi. Anasi.
I've heard that one.
A-N-A-N-S-I. There's a lot of N's in there. Anyway, yeah. There's also... Huh?
I couldn't tell if you were messing up on the spelling or if it just kept going like that.
No, two N's. All right. There's also an exhibit for Lan Po Po, a thousand-year-old Chinese tale. But the one most kids know is Little Red Riding Hood. Whew! I know that one.
I'm glad I know this one.
Gosh, that's pretty bad. We don't know any of the others. And that's at the Children's Discovery Museum. This runs through January 7th, and admission ranges $2 to $9.95 per person, depending on age. And if you have a military status or you're a museum member, and the museum is open Tuesday through Saturday, they have different hours. Just go to their website, Children's Discovery Museum in Rancho Mirage. All right, the Oasis Festival is happening next weekend already. Can't believe it is next weekend. Tickets are on sale now. Remember I said Indio residents get a special on the 3rd. You can go get tickets at the Date Shed for 50% off. They'll only be selling 250 of those tickets. But happening at the Desert Music Fest, Oasis Music Festival, they have 24 live bands performing on 3 stages. They have tons of food. They have all sorts of things going on. They have art installation. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Empire Polo Club. I have 2 general admission passes. That's 2-day passes for Saturday and Sunday, and parking. That's a $350 value. We're going to give that away in the next hour of the show. Marilyn Maxwell won last week these passes, and she was from Ridgecrest, but she is down here a lot. So
yeah,
listens
she said
to
that
the show.
She was down here, I think, this weekend. I think she said she was coming this weekend, and then we gave her a good reason to come the following.
Yeah, so she's going to be down here a lot. So we will have those passes, and that number to call in the next hour of the show is 760-440-8255. And the Living Desert is proud to honor Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th through October 15th. The celebration of culture at the zoo includes 1 free child admission for every paid adult on each Saturday and Sunday. And then it all accumulates at the Grand Fiesta, La Grand Fiesta, on Saturday, October 14th. And for more information, go to livingdesert.org. Speaking of Maryland, it made me think of something. When I was out at the Salton Sea the other day, we just wanted to do a little run through about where the different spots we were going to be filming
right.
for the video and stuff. So Steve, cameraman Steve, and I get there, and we're just getting out of the car and looking around and talking. I have a clipboard and he's taking his camera so we can get some, you know, just views and stuff. And we see a car next, about 3 cars down in the parking lot, maybe 4. They were unloading kayaks, a guy and a gal, unloading kayaks, and they had a little dog. And they're taking their kayaks down to the water and all this stuff. And when they were closer to the water, I took a picture of them with my phone. I thought, oh, yeah, I take a picture of this and post on because I do their Facebook page for them. And Steve was taking some pictures. So I posted the photo of these 2 people going to go kayaking with their dog on the Salton Sea. And darned if they weren't 2 listeners of the show.
Oh, really?
Yes. Tony and his friend, I think he said Deanne was her name, or Diane. He said, Francoise, we didn't know it was you until we saw the picture that you posted of us on your Facebook page. Is that what a coincidence
that
was?
Coincidence.
That was funny because I didn't want to go bother them. But yeah, so there they were. They were down there and they said they just love it out there kayaking at the Salton Sea. It's like a big saltwater swimming pool. Everybody's getting saltwater swimming pools.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Yeah. So and the water was really calm and it was really lapping against the waves. You know, the waves lapping against the beach. listening to it. So anyway, it was really pretty out there. It really was pretty. So isn't it what a coincidence? So hi, you guys. I'm glad I saw you out there. And they said, why didn't you come say hi? And I thought, well, I'm just going to walk over to them. And
right.
I didn't know who they were. But yeah. Anyway, so it was kind of funny. You never know. All right. We are going to switch gears pretty quickly now. We're going to take that top of the hour break with some national and local news. And we come back, we're going to shift into travel mode. We're going to talk about some stuff going on in the world of travel. Linda Haddock, the executive director of the Borrego Springs Chamber, will be calling in as well to tell us about all the exciting things happening this year at Borrego Days, their 52nd year, and that's October 20th through 21st. So we have a lot going on, and we'll give those tickets away as well. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.